Dear retailers, at the moment, sustainability is a bigger topic than ever. And it's a long time ago since sustainability was about cutting down and feeling guilty, because now it can also be fun and give you a warm glow. But how can retailers adjust their ranges and expand into green products? This is the subject of today's podcast from Consume Solutions, the practically oriented Messe Frankfurt platform, especially for the retail sector. I would like to introduce myself. My name is Margit Herbert, and I'm Director of Consumer Goods Marketing Communications for Multimedia and Data at Messe Frankfurt. And today I'll be talking to Mimi Zewalski. Mimi Zewalski is a sociologist, author, and managing director of Avocado Store, which is Germany's biggest online marketplace for eco-fashion and green lifestyles, with at the moment over 200,000 sustainable products. And Mimi is also a member of the jury for the special interest Ethical Style, which we have at Ambiente, and the special interest Sustainability at Christmas World, Paper World, and Creative World. With this, exhibitors with particularly sustainable credentials are selected for inclusion in these special interest programs. So, I would say, let's get started and learn what to look out for if you want to make your range more sustainable in the future. So, how did you end up becoming managing director of an online shop for sustainable products?
I studied sociology and criminology because I thought I want to work at police. So after a while, I discovered I want to be more digital. I want to change the world. I want to be more practical, to be honest. So after studying in Venice for half a year, I moved to Israel to my Israeli boyfriend, and I worked for some high-tech startups, and there was a connection to e-commerce with all the startups I worked with. And after that, I moved to Hamburg and I worked for advertisement, brand building, strategic planning. And after that, I even had a restaurant. And for everybody who wonders now, how did she end up at Avocado Store? I think the point is that in the end, all the different points came together to one big point. So brand building, knowing how to set priorities, having a restaurant, this is a very important thing. And also the advertisement and HR working, it came together at Avocado Store. And more importantly, what I really wanted to do, my values, were meeting Avocado Store and my experience before. So this is why I work at Avocado Store since now 10 years.
And why should retailers invest in sustainable products? Are there any benefits, or what exactly are the benefits of offering sustainable products?
First of all, it helps yourself. You have the feeling you're improving the world, you're changing the system. What exactly are you doing? You're putting more value in good products, good in every sense of the word good, which means they are produced in an environmental way, they're produced in a fair and social way, which means nobody is suffering in order to produce that product. And on the other hand, you really could do something for your business, because the target group of people that ask for sustainable products is growing and growing the last 10 years. And it's just also a USP to say, I have a product that has a story to tell. I know who produced it. I know what it does good to the world. There's a German expression which means Selbstwirksamkeit. It sounds horrible, so I don't remember it probably. So it basically says, with buying this product, I know what will be the effects to improve the world. And this is something, you know, nobody wants to harm the world. Nobody wants children to work. Nobody wants to have pollution or anything like that. It's more that you, if you see environmental and social and fair products, you think, oh, this I can buy and I do something good for the system and the world. So it's a USP for your shop. And the last point why you should do this is also, usually those products have much higher quality. And that also means you can take higher prices. And that also means that you have more value in revenue, which is also a nice side effect. You just have to tell the story of the products.
And do you also have any figures to show how successful green products can be in retail?
There are not so many official figures or numbers, but what I can say is that avocado stores growing the last 10 years, every year at least 40, sometimes even 60, or last year in Corona, even 100% in comparison to the year before. And also I know about the organic food market, like supermarkets in Germany, they had a growth of 22%, which is really a lot. And the fashion market, the fair fashion market is also growing. So I remember when we started with avocado, so there weren't any numbers yet because everybody was laughing about it. And now they're close to 5% of the fashion market. Also the big ones like Zalando, Otto, etc., they also try to do green fashion. And so there's a huge growth, especially since Fridays for Future, the young generation started asking why are common products so cheap and stopped asking why is organic so expensive. So they see the value behind the products and they want to know the stories and they want to know when they buy something, what do it cause with buying that? So if you have answers for that, you can make more revenue and you can really improve your business with that.
So when can you call a product environmentally friendly? Is there any criteria or what criteria do these kind of products have to meet?
Right now in the market, there's lots of greenwashing. So if you're a buyer, you might wonder, how do I recognize a green product? How can I be really sure this product is green? The sad point is I don't really have an answer to that because it's not so easy. Sustainability is not black or white. It's usually you have to see if this and this. The problem with that is that it makes things more complicated. The good thing is that you can decide yourself if something is sustainable or not. And the more you do it, the more little steps you take, the more you will have the orientation and the transparency to know what to do. So my advice would be start asking the brands, start looking at the sites, start asking what do you do for sustainability and don't trust a green leaf on a packaging or something like that. Every step you take will make it easier. And the good thing is also you can always ask others in like that already did that steps. The key is transparency. The more transparency there is, the more you can trust the label and the more you know it's a green or sustainable product.
And where and how can retailers find green products for their ranges?
One point is just go around in your city and go into the shops. You might find and discover new products just in different shops. Another point is, of course, trade shows like Ambiente or Christmas Creative Paper World. Also there you can find green products. And there's even the Ethical Style Guide or the sustainability label for those products that are green, and you can find them there. Another good point where I discovered in the past many, many green labels is the startup world, let's call it like that. So there are so many green startups popping up like mushrooms, and you can find them everywhere. And there's a new trend. Like in the past, people were doing business and then they said, yeah, well, maybe we do something social. And the last years, many, many startups came up and they said, we want to be green and social from the start. And that's a really, really cool trend. And there are so many good alternatives to common products that make fun. They're usually maybe a little bit more expensive, but also better quality. They have a story to tell. They are so good with branding. 10 years ago, green brands usually weren't that good with branding. So you didn't have material to advertise on. You didn't have pictures for your online shop. This all changed. They start on a very professional level. And they're also very good. And that's maybe something I should say also for people that want to reach a younger target group, they're really good with storytelling. So you can use them for social media, which is a big channel to get people in your online shop or even in your shop.
If there is no need to change their entire range straight away, which smaller steps can retailers take to begin with?
If you invest in sustainable products, first of all, I think the biggest advantage is for you and yourself. It really feels amazing because you feel like you're changing the system. You're doing something good. You're supporting good brands. You're supporting a change, basically. And the other thing is, if you want to start with it and you're scared of like, oh, I don't want to change everything, a good step is to make just a little step. So add one brand to your shop and then maybe a second brand and maybe a third brand and ask your customers how they like it. Tell your customers about it. Tell them, look at that product. This is sustainable. Tell the stories, read the stories, and you will have lots of fun. And I think you will also get lots of appreciation from your customers.
Thanks very, very much to Mimi Zawalski for all her good advice on this topic. And if you've enjoyed this episode, why not subscribe to the podcast and hear more expert retail insights? You'll find other exciting talks, informative research, and the latest trends at consume-solutions.messefrankfurt.com. And I would like to wish you sustainable success for the moment and would like to say goodbye until next time. Your Margit Herbert from Messe Frankfurt.